Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. We implore you to join us on our social media at Power in God Ministries on Facebook. That's Power, the letter N, God Ministries on Facebook, and on Instagram at Powerful God Ministry. That's www.instagram.powerfulgodministry, and on Twitter at www.twitter.com/ministriespig. We do thank you so much for joining us, and please have a wonderful day. Coming up is the song He Knows by Karen Clark Sheard featuring Dorinda Clark Cole.
Thank you.
That again was Karen Clark Sheard with He Knows, featuring Dorinda Clark Cole. Great time of the day to you. I am so grateful that you have decided to make Power in God, the podcast, your listening station for today. As promised, I am back with another episode. I am your host, Christopher Kaysen. And here on today's show, we did All About Me, part one yesterday. So today we're continuing All About Me, part two. We delved into the testimony portion of how my life began. And then we talked about how Power in God Ministries got started, how it took shape, how it took form. If you want to know more about how the ministry got started, please tune into All About Me Part 1. And y'all, I have been tremendously blessed to do 51 episodes of Power in God, the podcast. God has richly brought me to a place of not only gratitude, but humility. I am so humbled to be a servant of God, and not just a servant of God, but God's child. I am just so humbled to all. And I am asking all of you to just bring yourself down to a place of humility and letting God know that, you know, through everything, I continue to trust you. And through everything, you are mine and I am yours. So as I said before, we are delving into part two of the segment entitled All About Me. I did not specifically title episode 51, but if you were looking for a title, that's what it would have been. And this is the continuation of that. So I do say thank you all for joining me when we're going to delve into where I left off on yesterday, as I was talking about my suicidal moments of my life where I thought that God was distant. And a lot of us, not only as Christians, but as people in general, we see God as this person or as this spirit who just judges us and who just condemns us for the things that we do wrong, not loving us and not bringing us into the fold. But that is not so. God does not condemn us for the things that we do. If we are in Christ, we receive no condemnation. I believe that's Romans, and somewhere in Romans chapter 8. But getting back into part two of the segment, All About Me, where I discuss my suicidal moment. As I said before, when I was talking briefly about it, back in May of 2008, and we're going almost maybe 10, 12 years ago, it's just been so long ago, y'all, but back in May 2008, I was in a very, very, very low place, and I began to doubt, because I kept hearing the voice of the enemy. I didn't really hear God's voice. I began to hear the enemy speak to me and say, you're never going to be any further than what you are right now. Look at you, family all around you succeeding. Where's your God? Where's your God? You're just worthless. You don't have anything going for you. You're just a low. You're just in the lowest of the low. So I began to believe that. Because with everything that I saw and everything that I witnessed, I began to feel low down in myself saying, well, why can they do it and I can't? Why can they be this and I can't? So I just began to believe it. Going to church, going through the motions, but never really holding on and never really grasping the point of being a Christian. I began to fall into the things of my flesh. And it really took me to a place where I didn't want to go. I really didn't want to go, but being that there were simple evidences that were there in the moment, I just began to believe the words of Satan. And y'all, let me explain something to you. Satan knows the word, so he's going to try to reverse it and say, did God really tell you that you are who you are? Did God really make you to believe that? If God is such a loving God, why this? Those are the thoughts that Satan will put in your head. And those are the thoughts that Satan will make you believe. But we as Christians, we have to be strong enough within ourselves to know, yes, I am who God says I am. But back in 2008, in between the years of 2008 and 2010, I was going through a rough place, going through the motions, encouraging people, letting people know that God is God, not even really believing it myself. So I just begin to hear Satan, and I was home alone, and my mother had just left to go to work, but I had home health nurses coming in and out of the house. And the morning nurse was there, but she left and made sure that I had my little meal and everything set up. I ate my lunch, which was a sandwich. And after eating, I just began to weep. And I began to hear Satan's voice say those things that I said previously. And I couldn't take the noise, I couldn't take the silence, because, you know, being home alone, there's silence. Nobody is around you. You have the TV on and there's noise from the TV, but you begin to lay hold to your negative thoughts. Your mind begins to wander. And that's what my mind did. And in wandering, I heard Satan. And Satan was saying, you're never going to be any further than what you are. Look at you. You're just a worthless piece of trash. You don't have anything to offer the world. Everybody else around you, your family, your friends, they're all succeeding. Where's your God? And I heard this. And I began to feel like what Job felt when He had boils. He lost his cattle, lost his marriage, lost his children, lost his houses, his livestock. Everything Job owned, he lost it. And he was so deep down in his depression that his wife told him, curse God and die. But he said, though the enemy slay me, yet will I trust him. And it was in the moment of feeling suicidal and actually acting on my suicidal thoughts where I heard and I remembered the preaching over and over again. If you trust God and lean not to your own understanding. If you trust God and you lean not on your own mind and your own thoughts and your own negativity and your own bills and your own house and your own mortgage and your own job, if you trust God and don't lean on the things of man, and acknowledge him in all your ways, then and only then. And then I heard the verse of the Bible in Psalms 118, verse 24. You shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I kept hearing this as I leaned over the side of my chair, going in and out of consciousness. I kept hearing this, throwing up on the floor, crying out for help. I yelled so loud that nobody could hear me. But someone heard the voice of an angel. I believe this was the voice of an angel. The voice of an angel went to my home health nurse, and she was maybe 5-10 minutes down the road, and she spoke to her, go back. So she turned around, and she came on back to the house. And when she came back to the house, she found me hurled over the side of my chair, throwing up on the floor, crying for help. Help me. Help me. And she began to ask me, Christopher, what are you doing on the floor? And I said, I don't know. Help me. Help me. Help me. So she called my mom, and my mom came back. She said, Chris, what are you doing? I said, Mama, I don't know. I need help. Help me. Help me. Please. And she began being a loving mother, which I knew my mother was. Being a loving mother, she said, Christopher, if I don't get you out this house, and these were her exact words, if I don't get you out this house, son, I'm going to lose my mind, and so are you. So it was in those words that I thought about it, and I said, is it really worth it? So we sat down and we discussed some options about me going to different places just to get out of the house. And so it was then, in maybe 2011 or 2012, I made the journey to True Care Adult Day Center, where the words of Jeremiah 29:11, he knows the plans that he has for you, plans to prosper you and to give you your expected end, plans to prosper and not to harm you, and to give you an expected end. So it was in my trial, And in my turmoil, that God used True Care as a catalyst to ministry for me. That was the moment where I said, sin and you don't win. I began to trust God through ministry. I began to trust God through singing songs. I began to trust God through reading the word. That was like my way of getting through those hard times, getting through those rough times, even still going through the motions and having a relationship, a situationship, because I was only there for the glamorous parts of Christianity. I didn't want to participate in the going through. But sometimes, y'all, you have to go through. As my pastor eloquently, as my home pastor, the pastor of Christ Temple, a kingdom church, eloquently spoke on last Sunday, you have to go through. You have to. Because it's in the going through where God gives us the tools, even in silence. We think that we're supposed to hear the audible voice of God, but we don't always hear God's voice through television. We don't always hear God's voice through our favorite preacher. We don't always hear God's voice through our parents, our teachers, our community leaders. We don't always hear God's voice. Sometimes everything has to quiet down. Sometimes there can't be a drum. Sometimes there can't be an organ. Sometimes there can't be a gospel song. You have to mellow down and go in the silence. And sometimes you may have to cry. And these are cliches that are used in the Christian church. But these are things that I went through in my personal life. Crying, questioning God, asking God, Lord, why am I going through this? Lord, why do I have to deal with this? Even now as I'm speaking, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, I just went through a similar situation. Right now in 2024, I went through a similar situation where I questioned God and I asked God, well, God, why? Why is my family dying off and I'm here? I can't reach them. I can't comfort the family that's here. Why, God? Why do you have these things? And here I am again doing the podcast, doing what I love to do. Because this, my friends, is my destiny. It may not be a pulpit. It may not be a church building, but this, my friends, is my medium to reach to you and tell you, you can go through, but you can go through knowing that God is with you, even in the silence, even when there's no organ, even when there's no preacher, even when there's no drums, no choir, no Bible verse. God is still with you. No preached word. God is still with you. Wherever you go, He is right there. He was right there with me in 2006 when I was laying on my back getting my last and final surgery, knock on wood. God was right there. Right there. Face swollen up like a balloon. God was right there. I moved here. Didn't have no family. Nobody I knew. I was like a nomad in a strange land. But God is right here. In this room. Where I am right now. God is right here. God is listening. And God hears you. God hears you. You say, well, how can he use a 35-year-old who's been through trauma and who's been through hurt and who's been through grief? How can he use a 35-year-old who has a disability, who's never walked a year, who doesn't know what it is to stand on their feet? How can he use? Well, let me tell you, he used a man named Gideon. If you would go through the book of 1 Kings and the book of Deuteronomy, he used a man named Gideon to fight the Amalekites. And Gideon was the least of his family. Gideon wasn't a soldier. Gideon wasn't an army leader. Gideon wasn't a general. Gideon was just a man. Gideon was just a normal man who didn't even think about doing the work of God. And y'all, I'm going to be honest. As a GPK, a grand preacher's kid, I'm not a preacher's kid. I'm a grand preacher's kid. My grandfathers are ministers, and my grandmothers there in the church, they're prayer warriors and first ladies and ladies beside their ministry men. But God is using me in the middle of everything I'm going through. Just lost one of my roommates in this month of April. April the 8th, 2024. I just lost one of my roommates. March the 19th. Just lost a cousin. Immediately when I hit the woods of coming here, maybe a month or so after, lost 3 great aunts and many mentors in my church. But God can use you in the middle of your stuff. He can still use you to encourage, to upbuild, to inspire. And that's what God has called me to do. Did I want to do it? No. But it's not about what you want to do. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to say that again. It's not about what you want to do. It's about what God wants to do through you. So the question is, are you washed? In the blood. Going back to my grandmama days in the church. Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? How much have you paid your tithes? How much have you gave your time to church and to reading your word and to truly trusting God? How much Are you involved in him? That's the question for All About Me Part 2. This is about Chris. I'm not worried about the glitz, the glam, and the name. My name don't have to be in lights. Nobody ain't gotta know my name, but you gotta know my Jesus. As my great-grandmother, Henrietta, as the late Henrietta J. Cummins would say, do you know Jesus? Oh, do you know Jesus? Whew. Thank you for coming to me, Granny. Do you know Jesus? That's what Henrietta would say. There would be people passing by the house, people riding in their bicycle, people riding in their car, kids walking down the street with their pants down, girls with their skirt halfway up their thigh. And the first thing Granny would say was, do you know Jesus? Whew. And that's the thing I'm asking you today. Using my great-grandmother Henrietta Cummins' famous saying, do you know Jesus? In the midst of all your struggle, in the midst of all your trial, in the midst of all of your pain, do you know my Savior, Jesus Christ? I know it's hard right now. I know it's rough right now. I know you got more bills than you got money. I know you can't feed your kids. I know your husband acting fool, slapping you around, calling you all kind of names. But a child of God, I know that wife may have walked out and cheated. I know that husband may have walked out and cheated. But do you know? Do you know the man from Galilee? Do you know the man that could calm the sea with the words of his mouth and the actions of his hand? Do you know Jesus? Whew. Yes, I can say for myself, even in going through, even in the times when I didn't want to know, I know. And being that I know, I'm spreading my knowledge to you. So, brother, sister, if you don't know him, get to know him now. In the times when COVID is rampant, in the times when people is leaving this world left and right, you don't know the day, you don't know the hour, but I'm telling you, know Jesus for yourself. Yes, God, know Jesus from the bottom of yourself. When you at the bottom, you ain't got no choice but to go up. So that's what I'm telling you today. Know Jesus. Know him, people. Know him. Know Jesus for yourself. Know him. And it's every day ain't going to be a sunshiny day on Sesame Street. Every day ain't going to be a sunshiny day on the playground with Bonnie and friends and Dora the Explorer. And yes, I'm bringing childhood references because they were sunshiny people. Dora, swiping, no swiping. Swiping, she just said that three times and Swiper walked off. But we can't just say the situation. Don't go. Stop. Don't do this. No, because life is going to life, as I explained in the first part of this segment. Life is going to life. There's going to be things that's going to happen. But we as people, we have got to know Jesus. As my granny would say, do you know? Thank you, Jesus. Do you know Jesus? That's the question for today. Do you know him? Do you love him? Are you washed in the blood? That's the question. Well, y'all, my time has come to an end. I enjoyed this podcast thoroughly. I hope you did as well. It's All About Me, part two, and no, I was going to continue on to part three, but we going to delve into another topic for we're going to delve into another topic on tomorrow. We're going to delve into another topic because this next segment of my life is kind of emotional and kind of personal, and I don't want to really offend people if they have children and children are around. I don't really want to offend nobody, so I'm really not going to step into that part of my life. But for those of you who would like to know more about me, just email me on either one of my emails. You can email me on chriskasonjr1@gmail.com, or you can email powerinGodMinistries@gmail.com. Power in God Ministries serves to inspire, excite, and empower those to live a better life. So in doing that, I asked you, this is the question for the end of this episode: do you know Jesus? If you don't, please say these words after me. God help, I'm a sinner, I need help, save me. I want to know you for myself. If you said those words, keep walking. Read your Bible. Go to a Bible-believing church. And continue to walk this journey and plug into your power in God. I love you all. Be blessed. Stay tuned for messages regarding the ministry. And as I say on this and at the end of everything regarding power in God, plug into your power and God be blessed. We thank you for joining us for this episode of the podcast. For more, please contact Christopher Kasen Jr. at area code 803-357-0336. Or you may email us at powerinGodMinistries@gmail.com, or you may visit us at ChristopherKasonJr.wixsite.com. That's Christopher, CASONJR.wixsite.com/powerfulGodMinistry. For prayer, please contact Christopher at 803-357-0336. You may also visit the link on our website entitled Prayer. Thank you again, and please remember, plug into your power in God.